we're going to start off with the Razzie-inspired performance of one Matthew McConaughey. Here's just a couple sound bites in case you missed them on Mike's show this morning. We have, we'll just start at the top from Breaking 911. Because I didn't know, my Texas Crusaders, is McConaughey really from Uvalde? Or is he just like near Uvalde and they're calling him a resident of it? But let's just start off with the green Converse. Because there's already a controversy with those Converse shoes.
My day wore green high-top Converse with a heart she had hand-drawn on the right toe because they represented her love of nature. Camilla's got these shoes. Can you show these shoes, please? Wore these every day. Green Converse with a heart on the right toe. These are the same green Converse on her feet that turned out to be the only clear evidence that could identify her after the shooting.
Identify her.
How about that?
And that's where he slams the table. He bangs the podium. So, couple things. Those are not the shoes that she was wearing. In fact, Matthew McConaughey's wife was wearing those same shoes in a different photo. Two, I don't know. I don't get the whole, like, slamming on the podium thing, man. I know you're going for it. I know you're going for it, dude. And McConaughey, this is not the first time. He's outspoken against AR-15s. He said in 2018, you got to give them up. So let's go to the post-millennial clip here where he, this is what I like to call the salad dressing on top of this turd salad. And I'll explain that after you listen to the clip.
So, we know it's on the table. We need to invest in mental health care. We need safer schools. We need to restrain sensationalized media coverage. We need to restore our family values. We need to restore our American values. And we need responsible gun ownership. Responsible gun ownership. We need background checks. We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. We need a waiting period for those rifles. We need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them. These are reasonable, practical, tactical regulations.
Why would you use the word tactical when talking about gun control laws? You dingus. But when I say the salad dressing, you know, who is not in favor of investing in mental health care? I would be happy if we had mental institutions back or safer schools. That's why I call it the salad dressing on the turd salad, because it's all these kinds of things. By the way, this guy's got an Oscar. Definitely not for this performance. But the crazy thing is, if you're so impassioned about this, Matthew, why do you got to read it from a script? I mean, actors are always acting. I get that. But the way, and first of all, don't they have the teleprompters? Like, the White House couldn't break out the teleprompters for him? So he didn't have to read the thing from the pages with his smart glasses? Let's get to this, because we're running out of time. Let's get to this last one from the recount, talking about how responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment. You tell me, Matthew. You tell me.
Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals. These regulations are not a step back. They're a step forward for a civil society and the Second Amendment.
All right, I'm convinced. Ah, he said it. I'm good. It's a step forward, restricting my rights. It's a step forward. First of all, it's incorporation. I get it. I'm not a Second Amendment guy. Please, if you've listened for a while, you understand that. Oh, he said that it's a step forward to raise the age of being able to purchase a firearm to defend yourself. Oh, that's such a step forward. It's a step forward to enact things like red flag laws, which we'll talk about in the second hour, which are abused routinely and are a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's absolutely a step forward. And by the way, can we not do the civilized society argument? We don't live in a civilized society, Matthew McConaughey, because you are the kind of guy that supports a woman murdering her children. So there is no such thing as a civilized society in a place where babies are murdered and slaughtered every single day. And there's, once again, Matthew, there's no way I'm ever giving up my guns. Not now. Not ever. And I don't even like the argument that, he's in a movie. He's an actor, guys. He literally, when I've made the argument that most actors are empty shells, that's an example of one. Right? He's an empty shell. He's not even, so he can push out this emotion. Now, yeah, he could be upset about the mass shooting. I am too.